The measure would have amended the Commonwealth's constitution, but its years-long approval process was set to restart when the Department of State revealed it failed to advertise the amendment last year. But GOP House Leader and 2020 Electoral College vote objector Kerry Benninghoff say they'll now try to push it through as an emergency amendment, which only needs a two-thirds vote in both chambers to come before voters. Republican representative and sponsor Jim Gregory of Blair County says it's one of the only ways to get it back on track.
We are trying to fix that mistake by someone else, and in doing so, we just want to make sure that we don't make any mistakes and that we do it right.
As long as legislators approve the amendment by mid-April, voters could decide its fate during the May primary. I'm Sam Dunklaw in Harrisburg. Sam Dunklaw, WITF News.